following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, May 6th, through Thursday, May 12th, 2022. May 6th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, be present in the New Jerusalem now, in this present moment, by believing it. In the New Jerusalem, there will be no opposing sides. Each one's opinion will fulfill my divine will. Sin will not be part of your existence. All will obey my commandments. Therefore, issues between good and evil will be non-existent. Each soul will love according to the depths of his personal holiness. My kingdom will reign forever. A note is given to read Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You, whose glory above the heavens is chanted by the mouth of babies and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have established, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him little less than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, the confines of my heart are open to all who desire to come closer to me. The human heart must desire deeper holiness to be deeper within my paternal heart. The doorway of my heart opens to all who wish to enter herein. The deeper, more profound the desire to be in my heart, the greater the graces received upon residing in my paternal presence. Grace cannot be mimicked. If it is genuine, there is no substitute. Genuine grace produces genuine results. It pleases me when souls pursue a path which pleases me, and the attendant grace forthcoming. Keep always in your hearts the desire to live in grace. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 21 through 23. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 8th, 2022, Mother's Day. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, praise be to Jesus. Dear children, today as we celebrate motherhood, rejoice with me as the prospect of abortion being overturned is considered in your nation. This one act of love would heal the wounds of an otherwise wounded society. understand that Holy Love Ministries is my matriarchal touch in a world crying for righteous direction. Believe me as I repeat what I told you years ago. The nation that reverses its abortion policies would be so greatly blessed. I call you to understand that all of heaven awaits your nation's decision to stop the murder of the unborn. A note is given to read Leviticus chapter 18, verse 5. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my ordinances, by doing which a man shall live. I am the Lord. Scripture verse asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. May 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, share this season with me. As you watch all of nature come alive, realize that it is by my hand all of this takes place. Nothing is so beautiful on earth as it is in heaven, however. It is in heaven you will experience new colors, fragrances, not to mention my presence along with my Son's presence, the Holy Mother, and all the saints and angels. Nothing, no joy on earth can compare. So, children, when you pray, try to place yourself in this heavenly presence where there is no evil, no conflict, only my holy will. This is how to pray from the heart. A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. May 11th, 2022. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, praise be to Jesus. I wish to speak to you now concerning the blessed oil that supposedly carries with it new and enticing properties, such as protection against death from the COVID vaccine. This simply is not true. Please maintain your focus strictly on the Holy Love messages. This is how to avoid confusion. The priest's blessing on the oil is all that is needed to make it special and powerful, even against Satan and his wiles. Do not be fooled by new and enhanced messages, which are not from heaven, but from man. Pray for the gift of discernment. It is especially detrimental to this mission, Holy Love, if people associate you with this mission and you proceed to bandy about messages not from here, and often not from heaven either. This weakens the purity of the Holy Love messages. I'm certain you can see this and will cease doing so. The messages here are meant to lead you to deeper holiness, the whole focus of these times. They are not exciting predictions of things to come, nor do they lay out plans for physical survival. The messages speak to the inner spirit and lead the soul closer to salvation. This is all the preparation that is needed. A note is given to read 1 Timothy chapter 4, 7 through 8. Have nothing to do with godless and silly myths. Train yourself in godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary. May 12th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Today, as always, I come seeking all hearts to be renewed in the truth. This is your holy love mission here on earth. This is my call to you, to discern good from evil. If you cannot expose evil attempts to dilute these messages with untruth, you will fail in my call to you to become worthy missionary servants of holy love. You must never support half-truths. To do so is to support evil. Satan always will try to trip you up by coming clothed in goodness. If you are not firm in the pure truth, he can cause many problems. Do not waste the time I give you here on earth with Satan's confusion. Be servants of love. This is how to confound Satan. This is my call to you. My remnant lives in the truth." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.